Week 2, Saturday, Terse. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I must be careful not to try to fail and think that I have taken up his cross by sabotaging what I do. The loss is not the value. It's of no avail without the effort to succeed. The grail we look for has to have the sheen and gloss of deeds good in the doing, with the dross of outcomes burnt away like so much scale. No, you don't see what this is all about. Results are good and not to be divorced from acts. It's just that for results to be significant, they need eternity. And sometimes that means failure here. They forced the cross on me. I didn't seek it out. Bless the Master, my soul, and never forget all he has done for you. Psalm 103. Bless Yahweh, my soul, and everything inside me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, my soul, and do not forget all that he has done for you. He has forgiven the wrongs you have done. He has healed all your diseases. He gave you release from death and crowned you with tenderness and merciful kindness. He satisfies your taste with wonderful food so that your youth comes back to you like an eagle's. Yahweh does what is proper and just to everyone who is oppressed. He revealed his ways to Moses and his actions to the descendants of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and kind, slow to become angry, and full to the brim with mercy. He will not always oppose us, and he will not hold a grudge forever. He has not treated us as our sins deserve, or made the punishment fit the wrongs we have done. Because just as the heavens are high above the earth, his mercy is that great toward those who hold him in reverence. As far as the east is from the west is the distance he has placed our disobedience from us. Yahweh pities those who revere him, just as a father pities his children, because he knows how we are constructed and remembers that we are dirt. And human lives are like grass. We flourish like a flower in the field, which the wind blows upon, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no longer. But Yahweh's mercy is from eternity to eternity on those who hold him in reverence, and his virtue extends to the children's children of those who keep his treaty intact, and to those who remember the commandments he gave them. Yahweh has set up his throne in heaven, and his kingdom has authority over everything. Bless Yahweh, angels of his, who are so strong and who do what he says, listening to the sound of his words. Bless Yahweh, army he commands, his servants who carry out his wishes. Bless Yahweh, everything he has made in every part of his realm. Bless Yahweh, my soul. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Bless the Master, my soul, and never forget all he has done for you. I will praise God all the days of my life. Psalm 146. Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh, my soul. Throughout my whole life I will praise Yahweh. I will sing praises to my God as long as I exist. Do not put your trust in heads of government, in some mere mortal man who is no help. His breath leaves him and he returns to clay, and in that very day his plans die with him. No, your privilege is to have Jacob's God for your help, to have hope in your God Yahweh, who made heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, who keeps faithful forever, who gives just verdicts to the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, freedom to prisoners. Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. Yahweh lifts back up those who have been bent down. Yahweh loves virtuous people. Yahweh has care for aliens and comes to the relief of widows and the fatherless. But he trips the corrupt as they walk their evil path. And Yahweh will be king forever. Your God, Zion, will rule over every generation. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I will praise God all the days of my life. Reading, Deuteronomy 8:5-6. You should know in your heart that your God Yahweh punishes you in the same way as a man punishes his son. And so you are to keep to the commandments of your God Yahweh, to walk the path he showed you, and hold him in reverence. Fear of the Master is holy, and lasts forever. The Master's verdicts are true, and every one of them just. God, our omnipotent Father, please fill your people with the light of your Holy Spirit, so that we will find our happiness in singing your praises, safe from every enemy. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.